Arresting and charging someone for possession of marijuana has become a bit tricky over the past couple of months. Law enforcement using probable cause to search a person or their vehicle must first prove that a substance in question has the look and smell of marijuana. And that's become complicated by the fact that legal hemp can have the same look and smell. The next step would be for officers to have the product analyzed to see if it is in fact marijuana. And that used to be a simple process.
They just had to release a report that indicated whether there were cannabinoids present in any form, not dependent on the quantity of THC.
Lynn Garcia is the director and general counsel for the Texas Forensic Science Commission. She says lab reports for marijuana arrest now have to show more than just the presence of cannabinoids like THC. They have to show that a substance has the THC concentration above 0.3%, the legal limit for hemp. And that has turned into a big challenge for law enforcement.
The end user, which is the criminal justice system, and the prosecutors who receive those reports said we need to know the quantity to distinguish between what's legal and what isn't.
Garcia has worked with the DEA to figure out how to best test for THC concentrations when there are so many different levels out there. For instance, under Texas's compassionate use program, patients can possess CBD oil with up to 0.5% THC concentrations, which is above the legal limit. So they came up with a THC concentration test that can identify the difference between legal hemp and marijuana in most circumstances. That number is a 1% concentration.
Their laboratories had validated a qualitative method. They distinguish it at a 1% mark, where essentially they will tell the end user, this is positive for marijuana if the THC levels are 1% or above. In most marijuana cases, the THC levels are much higher.
The Forensic Science Commission is working with researchers at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville to see if the new method of testing will work before issuing new guidance to crime labs throughout the state. And while crime labs wait on this new testing method to be approved, there are private labs who are marketing themselves as another solution to the testing dilemma. Ionization Labs in Austin is one of those companies. Chase McMichael is their chief science officer. He shows me their patented machine called CanID, which has just analyzed a sample of hemp.
So there is legalized hemp.
0.21%.
Yes. And so CanID allows us to not only process materials like oils and flour, but allows us to now report very accurately what the cannabinoid percentage is in breakdowns.
The company currently tests hemp crops and hemp-derived products for out-of-state businesses in Oregon, Kentucky, Tennessee, California, Colorado, Virginia, and North Carolina. Cree Crawford is the CEO and co-founder of Ionization Labs. He says they've offered to conduct some of the testing for crime labs in Texas, or lease them the equipment.
So our background and our expertise is in the cannabinoid testing. Right. So that, you know, we're drawing from that expertise. But as a home state focus, we want to do everything we can to make it easy and streamline that process, whatever that is. And it's still being mulled through, you know.
The state and counties have already released their two-year budgets, and it's unclear if there will be money to pay companies like Ionization Labs for this kind of work. Meanwhile, the Texas Forensic Science Commission plans to have its new testing method approved by early 2020. DAs across the state hope that they will have a solution to the marijuana hemp testing issue in place by then. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.